Well, this year, global wine production is expected to fall about 5% compared to last year, making it one of the worst years for wine output since 2000, thanks to the weather. There was more rain than usual in South America and drought, frost, and hail in France. Joining us now is Laura Catena, founder of the Catena Institute of Wine, part of the Catena Zapata Winery in Mendoza, Argentina. She's on Skype. Laura, how has wine production been this year for you?
Well, we had actually quite a difficult year because it started with some rains and then it was very cold. And that resulted in our production being down by about 35%, which is very significant. We've had El Niño every couple of years. The last really bad time was in 1998. And this year we had an El Niño phenomenon. And that pretty much explains the rains and the cooler climate.
So how do you absorb something like that financially if you're going to see such a big drop off in production?
Well, the one saving grace was that because it was cold, even if there was rain and the production was lower, the quality is quite good. So that would be the biggest problem if we had bad quality. And that's what happened in 1998 when we had rot. This year, we haven't had rot. The production is down. And it's very difficult because, you know, you'd have to increase prices dramatically, which, you know, is never a good thing because your sales go down. So you have to kind of balance your pricing, maybe not do any discounting because you don't have that much wine to sell. You know, you're probably not going to plant any new vineyards, and everybody at the winery knows probably no bonuses this year. Hmm. You know, it's farming, and we are kind of used to this, and we just suck it up. The problem is if the next year is hard again. Well, let's hope not.
Well, and do you think that this is a one-time thing thanks to El Niño, or that this has more to do with climate change and may be more of a trend that you're going to have to deal with?
Well, we do know that the climate predictions are that there will be some more rain over the summer in South America. However, I think this is an El Niño phenomenon, and we expect, you know, every decade, maybe even twice a decade, to have a severe frost, hail. You know, as a farmer, you live these ups and downs of the climate. I do think that more rain is probably here to stay. We're seeing that pattern. However, in terms of global warming, although we have seen a slight increase in temperatures in South America over the last 50 years, the last 5 years have been the coldest years in the last two decades. Mm. So the pattern is not reliable. So it's very hard to say exactly what will happen.
Is it hard to say that prices will be higher this year for Catena Malbec than last year?
Well, we will probably not raise the price because it's right at $20. A lot of people might not drink it if it was a lot more than that. So probably there won't be any discounting. It won't be on sale too much. And we'll just hope that the next harvest is good.
Obviously, you are concerned with what the weather is in South America every year. Do you also keep an eye on what's going on with your competition in France, in California, and other places that are big wine producers?
Yes, absolutely. And I was part of a group of winemakers writing for the Journal of Wine Economics about climate change. And many of the people writing about Europe and California write about an increase in temperature. Everybody in Napa is talking about this. We're seeing more viruses on the plants. There's more difficulties with farming. One of the good things is that people are using science, and that's what we do at the Institute, to help us. So in California, they're figuring out how to farm and get good quality in this warmer climate. The harder problem in places like France is that they have very strict rules about how and what they can plant in every location. So if the climate changes and the variety they have there is no longer thriving, they can't change it. And that's actually an interesting dilemma they have. We in Argentina have many regions that are yet unplanted. Our family's planting in places like there's a place called La Rioja, Argentina, where there's a lot of water available. There's Patagonia, Argentina. We're planting there. So there's many places where you can go if, for example, water runs out. It won't run out in Mendoza, but there's less water. So we don't have the possibility of planting a lot more vineyards in Mendoza, where I'm from. So we're going to other locations. It's harder to do that in Europe because of all the regulations.
In addition to being able to move around, has the technology changed when it comes to how to provide some consistency for the winemaking process in a good year and in a bad year?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot more knowledge about how to manage a vineyard. When you see that the weather is getting bad, you can remove some clusters. You can open up the canopy so that sun comes in. There's all kinds of things that you can do. So there's definitely better technology that can help you in a difficult year.
That's Laura Catena, the founder of the Catena Institute of Wine, part of the Catena Zapata Winery from Argentina. Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.